This is Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
We've got the Reverend Rob Marsh in. Do we have to call you the Reverend Rob?
Just stick with Rob. That's fine.
Is that all right, is it?
Yeah.
But when we do the event that we're going to be doing together, we're going to have to call you Reverend, aren't we? Because you'll be on duty then, won't you?
Yeah, but I'll still answer to Rob.
Okay. Oh, good. Now, look, you came in a couple of months ago, and you had this idea, didn't you?
Yeah, it's moving forward fast.
Good.
I'm really glad that Vectis are supporting it.
Well, we're pleased to be supporting it. Yeah. But let's tell the people what we're actually doing and what we're supporting and so
on. What we're doing is, it's been on my heart to have a live carol service to go out across the island so that anybody can listen in. We'll have a file that they can download if they want. Care homes can join in. Hospital radio can listen in. Pubs can listen in. And we're going to have it from the Minster. That's sorted. It's bringing Christmas to those who might not be able to get out to a church service.
It sounds lovely. It really does. And I know that, you know, I was just thinking back in the, you know, the olden days, what you would do and how you would do it. You would only be able to go to a church and, you know, to experience this. But like you say, it's coming at those people that may be, you know, housebound, can't get out and so on. It's going to reach them as well. And the technology is around for us to do that. So it's really exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's going to be really good. I mean, I've already spoken with the worship band at the True Vine Church here in Newport. So they're going to come and they're going to do a couple of livelier Christmas songs for us. Choir at the Minster are going to do some. We're hoping that we've got a group of young people who are going to do a dramatic reading of one of the Christmas stories for us. I'm told that either the High Sheriff or somebody of that ilk is going to attend and we'll do a reading. So it's going to be quite a good night, I think.
How lovely. It sounds like you painted a really, really big picture. I'm just thinking that church, I've got so many memories of that, you know, the Minster, the church, that I got married in it for the first time. I used to belong, because it had a building attached to it which was a youth club. Mm-hmm. And it was St. Thomas's youth club, which we used to go to, and then we would get sort of told that we got to go to church as well. And you know, when we got there, we thought, well, it's not that bad, and we quite enjoyed it. And it was a whole load of lovely memories from there. Mm-hmm. And I always remember it was a guy, I don't know whether they talk about the people that used to be there and work there, and the Reverend Canon Bucket, his name was.
It's not a name, because obviously the Minster is not my church.
No.
So, you know, I'm sort of liaising with the people that run the Minster about it. I mean, and the nice thing is, obviously, the refit that they've had in the Minster has made it a lovely big open space for us.
It is an incredible place, it really is. So we're going to be there. What's the date for this?
December the 12th.
December the 12th.
7 o'clock for the programme to start. And we're focusing on the emergency services, and the uniformed organisations on the island are going to be invited to attend as well, as a thank you for what they've done for us over the year.
Fabulous. I mean, there's so much that we've got to be thankful for.
Yeah.
So that is 12th of December, and we're going to be there. I think we're going to be there with our unit. We're also going to be recording it as well, playing it out later on. But it will be live, and it will be live streamed, and hopefully, fingers crossed, we'll be on DAB by then as well.
That would be wonderful.
So that, I mean, across the island, where people can actually take part, be a part of it, feel a part of it. You don't always have to be in the place, you know, where it's all happening. How lovely is that going to be?
Yeah, I mean, little technicalities about what carols we're going to have and what we're going to sing still need to be sorted. I'll create a PDF file that we can either host on my church website or perhaps on the Vectis site that they can download if they want to join in and sing along. I'll do a PowerPoint of the same so that people can take it into the care homes, display it on the big screens or whatever, so they can just join in. And hopefully we can sort out the technicality of letting people be able to text in or WhatsApp us to say we're listening from and how many have they got. And we can feed that back into the programme as a live feed.
How lovely. That sounds, honestly, you paint a lovely picture there. And I think, you know, with all the technology that we've got today, we can definitely make that happen. How do you get to pick all the songs that you're going to sing and like work out the timings of them all?
Yeah, I'm pretty reliant on the people like the worship band from True Vine, the choir at the Minster, and then I'll work it back from that. I've told the people from True Vine I want two songs from them to go live with and a reserve just in case.
Okay, makes sense. Yeah. So how do you, I mean, when you look at all the songs that you could do, who gets the final say, and do you sort of work a few in there that you like?
I've put forward one that I really like. It's one most people won't know. I was introduced to it 14 years ago.
Right.
It's a Christmas song, but everybody will know the chorus because it's to the tune of Show Me the Way to Amarillo.
Oh, right. Sounds like fun.
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've had it where I've used it in churches and people get up and they're dancing and they're clapping. And,
yeah.
You know, because everybody knows, la, 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 la.
Do you know what? It'd be magical to see people's faces that when you first start singing, and then you get to the chorus and you think, yeah, you watch them now. They started off thinking, what's this? And,
yeah.
And all of a sudden, yeah, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, that's definitely on the playlist. There's going to be at least two or three really traditional type carols that most people across the island will know and can join in with.
Oh, excellent.
We've got the Reverend Chris Bradish from the Minster, who's going to welcome people. He's going to do the final blessing. Reverend Steve Daughtry from Braden, he's going to do the talk. We're going to have 5-6 minutes up from him. So it's a good mix.
Yeah. No, it sounds like, I would imagine it's a good couple of hours as well.
No, I mean, keep it in an hour.
An hour?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So it's an hour-long set. Yeah. You know, we'll obviously be there as a broadcast unit. We might sort of do an hour before, 2 hours before, just to sort of build up and so on.
That's fine.
Really looking forward to it. Really am looking forward to it. So when you say this is in your heart to do, how long has it been in your heart to do? And have you done anything like this before?
Yeah, I used to live in the Midlands, and where we had our local radio station, they used to do it.
Right.
And it was really effective. And as a minister, I used to take it into the care home. Join in with them. We could have 15-16 people in the lounge at the care home watching the PowerPoint on the screen, singing along. So it's a really good outreach for everybody, and it brings that Christmas to them. And when I came to the island 15 months ago, it was just in the heart. I thought, this is an ideal place to do this, to reach out, to reach those who don't get out into the church at Christmas time.
No, I think it sounds wonderful. It really does. We're really excited to be a part of it, and I know it's going to go well, and I know that we're going to be, hopefully, fingers crossed, it'll be something that we do every year. But you always haven't been a reverend, have you?
No, I've done lots of things in my life.
Go on, what did you do before?
I started off working in the aerospace industry many, many years ago, sort of 50 years ago. Moved from that into programming computers, travelling across the almost the world. Got to go and live in Germany, programming computers over in Luxembourg. Came back from that, went through a series of redundancies because the work I was doing was very technical. And once it was all in and working, they didn't want me anymore because I was too expensive. So I cross-trained and went to work into television. Television, mostly news, working on news functions and stuff like that. Did some work on things like Ready Steady Cook, and a lot of corporate video. That sort of faded off, and I moved into what was my hobby at the time, moved into doing photography. We did photography as a business, providing on-site photography and printing at things like school proms and corporate parties at Christmas and that. COVID killed it for us. I unfortunately had 3 years where I had virtually no work. So we closed the business and I started looking to go full-time into ministry.
Which I would imagine was running alongside it. Yeah. You don't just sort of just pick up and think, oh, they're not going to do that.
I went into ministry in 2013.
Right.
After 3 years at university. So I've been working part-time in that, but unpaid as a volunteer. And then the opportunity to come to the island came up as a full-time paid post.
Wow. And you sound like you're very enthusiastic and love it.
I don't have a choice, Ian. My wife has already declared we're never moving back to that big island across the water.
She loves it here so much.
She loves it here so much.
Oh, wow. That's good news, isn't
it? Yeah.
That really is. And I say, you sound so enthusiastic about things, and it's great that you've come to us with the idea and so on. I think we've not done anything. We did something quite a while back, and it was not, I mean, we were, I think it was during COVID actually, we were outside in a car park somewhere, but to actually get inside and record everything and be up close and personal with people and so on, I just think that's the first time we've ever done it, so we're really, really excited.
I'm really glad you're doing it. I mean, one of the things I'd love to do is where we used to live, the local radio station called this event Sing Christmas, which is a brilliant title for it, but they've copyrighted it and they've got a website with that, so I'd like to get a really snappy name that we can use in a jingle.
Right, okay.
And so, I wondered whether people listening might have some ideas of what we can call it. You know, I don't want anything too long, but I think we need something really snappy that we can put on the posters and on the website and that sort of thing.
Okay, so if people want to get in touch, so what are we... Sing Christmas...
That's what it used to be called. That's taken... So we can't use that. We've got to come up with something that says it's Christmas, it's for people to join in. I'm not sure what to call it at the minute, but I would like something quite snappy that we can hang out there and say, this is what we're doing.
Okay, so if you want to get in touch and help us out with that, we can't offer you a holiday or anything like that as a prize, but if you want to get in touch, feel free to do so. I think we're going to come up, I would imagine it would be something white, something, you know, a white Christmas, but white.
I think Bing Crosby's got that one.
Yeah, but white as in W-I-G-H-T.
Yeah, we could do, yeah.
White Christmas.
Yeah.
White Christmas carol.
Yeah.
White Christmas song, sing.
Yeah. Sing along Christmas. Joining Christmas.
Sing a white along...
There's a whole... But I think it needs to be quite snappy and it needs to say what we're doing and where we are.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, so if you want to get in touch, do you want to handle that then?
I don't mind. I mean, if you want to have it come here and then bounce it on to me, that'd be great.
Send the details to us at studio@vectisradio.fm and then we will do what we need to do. And that'll be... that's really simple, isn't it? Anything else you want to add?
No, I'm really looking forward to the event, to be honest. You know, it's going to be good fun. I mean, hopefully we can sort out the tech side and have feedback coming in via WhatsApp or texts to you guys that you can feed and I can announce as MC to say, oh, we've had a text from somebody, and they're at, say, the Sun Inn in Calbourne, and they've got 20 people listening in, and, you know, so it becomes slightly competitive.
Yeah. Well, we've got the technology. There's a guy out there who's a genius.
Yeah, I've been talking to him.
He knows what he's doing, so that'll be great. Looking forward to it. Will you come back again before the event?
I certainly will.
Okay, and do you fancy doing a show as well?
Don't tempt me.
No, I think you should. It must be, like you say, don't tempt me. I mean, if that's your background, you've been working in TV and probably radio as well in the past. It's hard not to do, isn't it? It's hard not to say... No, sorry, I don't really want to.
It's a time factor for me. I only get Mondays off.
Right.
So it's a real time factor for me. I mean, I'd love to say, yeah, okay. I mean, I'm more than happy to do some stuff because I've got the same sort of gear you've got here.
Yeah.
You know, I could do some live feed stuff from home.
Wow.
I can record it, I can edit it. I've got broadcast editing, I've got broadcast microphone.
We'll move a few people around.
You know, so I can do stuff from home down on the south coast, you know, and glad to do some feeds in.
Brilliant. Okay. We'll look at that.
Yeah.
We'll look at that before the end of the year. 12th of December, put it in your diary.
Yeah.
Not you, our listener. You know the date because you gave it to us. 12th of December. And what sort of time are we looking at?
Going live at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
So it's going to be invite only into the Minster.
Yeah.
If there's enough people want to get together in Newport, True Vine on above Wetherspoons have said they'll open up and they can listen in from there because they've got that facility. But yeah, if you get an invite, do join us.
Yeah, absolutely. Because that would be, I think it would be a lovely occasion, really lovely occasion. And obviously, if you're not, you know, if you're not able to, or you can't, or you're not on the groovy list, you can actually, you know, listen at home, listen anywhere, you know, local pub, local institute, at home, invite the family around for an early Christmas carol, Christmas sing-along.
That's right.
Sounds like a whole load of fun. We're going to bring it to you live on Vectis Radio.
Yeah, I mean, we're planning also, we're going to try and twist a few arms to get some mince pies and that donated for the Minster. So hopefully if people are listening at home, they can join in that way and get some mince pies in and maybe a glass of sherry or something.
Well, some brandy butter too?
More than likely.
Good. Excellent. Great to talk to you, Rob.
Thank you. It's great to be here.